Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Robert Johnson, who moved to Alaska in 1985.
I was like 15 when we moved up here. Kind of had to drag me up here because I hated the idea. I was like, Alaska? Oh my God. No, no. Tried to leave a couple of times. I did. I hated it. I was like, you know, as soon as I got out of high school, I'm gone. You know, I didn't want to be in this northern frozen cold, like everybody, you know, people say hell doesn't freeze over annually right here, but drove out with my brother once, drove out with a friend another time, tried to go to school one time. Each time, about, I don't know, 6 months or so is all it could take, and everybody's uptight. Everybody's all taking themselves way too seriously. That's, I don't know, my opinion. I don't know. Mountains. I missed the mountains. When I'm away, I miss the mountains. In 89, I ended up buying a piece of property way down in Copper Center. I've had that ever since. It's a nice place. It's quiet. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. Harsh winters. But some of the most incredible summers you'll ever see. There's a mindset to Alaska of just like, I'll do mine, you do yours. Right now I live in my RV, and it's a fun thing for me. I like it. I get up, I warm the thing up in the morning, feed the dog, make coffee, kind of like anybody else. I do my thing. I'm not working right now. I'm on disability, so I've got a real limited funds. So I take things, you know, just as easy as I can get them. I don't push too hard, don't expect nothing. Only in Alaska can you really be free, I think, anymore. There's the last vestige of freedom in a few places in the state. That's only in Alaska. You can't find that anywhere else, like on this planet. I don't think I could ever leave this place, though. I don't think, even if it's just Anchorage, I don't think I could ever leave Alaska. There's something in my blood anymore. After 30, 31 years, it's home, period.
Robert Johnson is traveling the state in his RV. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Philip Manning and Wesley Early. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.